RK or TH, whatever. So what's your relationship to AI, as they call it, these fantastic technologies that are now popping up all over the place? Well, my son came to me today and told me about a kind of movement among artists that is now emerging, where they rebel against and fight against AI. And the way they do it is that in their works, whether paintings or whatever, pictures, photos that are put online, they have developed some computer program that puts some kind of pixel pattern in those images that will disturb the AI. Crawlers. Because you know, this AI that we call it, I would say it is not intelligence at all. It's simply some software that uses a huge amount of data. Basically, I guess, crawling around on the internet or whatever they are being fed. And then analyzing that data, pictures, text, whatever. And due to having these advanced language models, as they are called, are able to take those words or patterns, waveform, whatever, don't ask me how, but they're so advanced they can take a waveform that represents a human voice. If you look at it, such a waveform is just noise to us, but it's actually a voice speaking words. And that program can take that noisy voice waves, find the order in it by simply learning from present such voice patterns and waves. So it's really a very, very, very advanced software for recognizing patterns and information of different kinds. And then language model, meaning that we can communicate with it and it can formulate itself in ways that seem to be very intelligent. But actually, I would say the intelligence, it's not in that software hardware, not in that digital computer, because it's all a computer going blip blip there with little bits and bytes, nothing else. There's no intelligence there. They're just little electric currents. But the intelligence is embedded in that information structure that this computer program is able to deal with and so on. Also, how is it able to do that? Well, because of the intelligence of those who have made the program. So the intelligence there is provided by human beings, living beings who are required for the presence of intelligence. Intelligence is a property, a quality, included in us, conscious living beings. So we just should get away from that dreamy fantasy of intelligence being created from, what to speak of, consciousness being created from bits and bytes of electrical currents or whatever matter. So back to the art. So then those artists, I don't know how many they are, but I like that rebellious movement, kind of us against the machines. Because what happens then is that when this AI, whatever you want to call it, crawls around and gathers information, it will look at your image, all the images out there, including the ones you painted or made, took photos of or whatever, and use those as inspiration, you could say, or rather material that it can analyze. Here's a face, here's a dog, here's this, here's that. And that's what they can do. Just pattern recognition, you could say, but very advanced. And then you ask it to make a picture of your dog, Midjourney or whatever. Make a picture of a dog. And it will take all the dogs there from the database, the pictures, and just from all different directions. Probably even having a fairly good 3D model there of what they all sum up to. And yes, a dog here from the front, and it pieces together a very neat picture of a dog, which, well, in my opinion and that of many other special artists, looks completely dead. Cringe, sometimes even creepy. There's something about it that is not alive, isn't it? So, yes, if you're an artist, creating nice art out there, putting it out there on ArtStation or whatever, and you don't want your art to be exploited by such lifeless copycats, then you can actually run your images through some software that leaves it indistinguishable from the original, as far as I understand, for humans, but which somehow scatters, or whatever it does, the image for the AI. It's quite interesting what's going on out there, right? So, what I like with it is this. Now, I like those people who go off-grid and sometimes just, I'm not saying we should stop using computers and so on, but we shouldn't let them use us. They are machines, they are tools that we can use to do good things, to make art and films and music and all kinds of nice things, write books, publish and distribute. But sometimes we kind of get sucked into that and become victims. So yeah, rise against the machines. We humans are in control, aren't we? Well, of course the machines are run by humans. You can just turn them off. I mean, so it's a kind of a movie theme. Little bit cliche even. But yeah, it's kind of interesting, this world today. It's a little like a movie actually. But yes, take a walk in nature and hang out with your friends. Play some music together with ordinary instruments the way we did when we were young. Read books, even paper books, they're so nice still. Peaceful. Just standing there with their knowledge. No batteries needed. And yes, at least set aside enough time for that, then you will be happy. Otherwise, we might get a little bit too AI-ish ourselves.